Okay, if there are no further comments, I think we may be getting to the end of, this first initial meeting. I do think that you know, we can see, you know, what the nature of this exercise is more clearly, I hope. It is to explore what are the possible options that members could agree in this whole area of public stockholding for food security for a permanent solution, something that presumably is additional to or different from what we currently have, but we cannot prejudge, I think, exactly the result at this stage. We've had a submission from the G33, which I think members have started to respond to and to engage on, but I think that you know, there will be a need to get into more detail on that and other submissions. I mean, one thing that I would say, and I think we need to remind ourselves of this, is that the G33 proposal, of course, was put forward before Bali in a similar form to the one that was submitted in July. Now, in the context of the preparations for Bali, it wasn't possible to agree on the proposal, and instead we came up with an interim solution along with the commitment to explore a permanent solution. But, you know, the members who had problems with the proposal as it was put at the, in the pre-Bali process, I think it would be useful to engage further with the G33 on the reasons why, at that time at least, there were those difficulties. I think we've heard some comments already from some members about whether what is really being proposed here is, market price support or green box. But I think that's an area that we will need to explore further, along with any range of other issues that members want to bring to the table, because through that process, I think we will be able to see what is actually going to be the most productive line of inquiry for us all to follow. And, you know, I can understand that, you know, sometimes sponsors of proposals feel frustrated if they don't get clear responses from other members, and I would encourage other members to be very clear in their communications of the reasons why a particular proposal raises questions or concerns. That's what we can do, I think, in our further discussions. So what I would propose is that I will consult further think about the next opportunity for a an informal, a further informal discussion in this area. I don't think it would be desirable at this stage to commit to a particular format for that, although we will come back to the dedicated session, open-ended session, further discussions and, for any reporting back on any developments and any other groupings that, may have taken place. I note that the, G33, in terms of a procedural aspect here, have suggested the establishment of a, Friends of the Chair kind of process. Informally, that is what kind of happened in the lead up to Bali. We did have a range of informal meetings. But, you know, I think we need to keep some flexibility here. I think we need to think and reflect a little on how we can have the most productive discussions in the most productive format. So I will do that. And I would also welcome delegations based on this meeting coming to, talk to me more about how they see the best way to take discussions forward At this stage, my initial conclusion is that we probably need to gather together some questions to provoke a bit of discussion amongst members, as was the process in the lead up to Bali. And I'll reflect on that, but it would be useful for members to also just give me their feedback and input, having heard the comments from around the room today. So with that, I think I will conclude this initial dedicated session, and thank you all for your participation. We've had a very, I think, useful first exchange of views, and obviously we've got some way, of course, to go to get to where we want to go. Thank you very much.